welcome back. As promised, it is time to talk about how the markets performed today. It was a good day. From the Price Futures Group, Bill Moore joins us. Hey, we're up today, Bill.
Yeah, I'm rubbing my eyes, Mick, but that is green on the board. That's the right color. That's what I want to see. And the corn, 4 cents higher right now. At one time, it was up over 5 cents. A lot of times, a pivotal part of the day is on the reopen after the 45-minute pause, and indeed, that was the case today. Corn was a little bit lower into the pause, maybe a touch higher. And at 8:30, it just came out of the box strong, and really has rallied ever been a trader as an up day ever since, with about a 5 cent rally since that time. I think the reason wasn't any earth-shaking news, but the pessimism surrounding the trade deal yesterday, and every day it's good or it's bad. You know, this trade rhetoric is an ongoing market topic. Was not good yesterday, but it wasn't confirmed overnight. But the reason for the pessimism wasn't really validated, and the market took that as a positive and came in the day on a strong note. I think an interesting factor is how the stock market has made new highs day after day, basically off optimism over the trade deal, whereas the grains have languished. I think of the trade deal, one going to happen, the stock market would be in the tank. I mean, these markets know more than we do. I take that as a good sign that a trade deal will get done here, I think, before the end of the year.
Very good.
So I think that's a positive. A last thing would be it is a turnaround Tuesday, and using another cliche, which works a lot of time, is low prices cure low prices. And we've got these corn, bean, and wheat prices cheap enough now to be competitive on the world export market, and that's going to help them as well.
All good. Good. And now yesterday's harvest progress report, we're I guess about what the trade expected, but we're still way behind. Is harvest progress an issue?
I think it's becoming less and less. The soys are all but done, and coming in at 91%. Last week was 85. The average is 95, so they're almost caught up to the average. Corn is still a quarter of the corn crop to come in. So that's something to deal with. 76% down, up 10% from last week, but down right now, down about 16% from the average. So still a little harvest pressure on the corn. The three eyes are in better shape than the average. Illinois at 80, Indiana 80, and Iowa 77. So that's a positive. But I just feel like the market's just, simply put, is too cheap. It's not lost on the exporters, on the world markets, where our beans in particular are the lowest price anywhere, and this is going to help the market rally from here. And I think a trade deal will get done. The stock market's telling us that, and that'll be a further boost to the market from these levels.
Very good. All right. So there is up and more upside potential is on the way. Let's jump over to the cattle markets. Whenever the feed grains are up, seems like cattle prices are down, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, that's the correlation, especially between the feeders and the corn. They seem to go opposite ways. But I think there's a little more to the down today. The cattle and the hog markets have been in had two different trajectories. Normally they move the same way, being both competitive meats, but it has not been the case in the last month. The cattle has been almost straight up affair. A bullish stalwart, the market's put on $20 in about a month's time, off real good demand and off a stock market that doesn't seem to want to ever die. And that's been a positive, to the point, though, where it's really overbought and people feel it's a good value right now for the fundamentals. A lot of people looking for a top in the cattle. And a couple reasons for that. One would be just how high it's gone. And secondly, the Feb cattle in particular are a big premium to cash, $10 premium to cash. That means a lot of the good cash news is already in the market. So that's a market ripe for maybe a top as well. And this, another factor would be the cattle on feed report. This comes out on Tuesday, this Friday at 2 o'clock, and it's been widely reported for the last 3 or 4 weeks. The placements are going to be huge on this report, reflecting the October placements. And this is another thing: the market may be fearing a big placement number is backing off a little bit. The hog market is in sync with the down today. The problem with the hogs again is too much supply. Last week we had a bigger-than-average production, And without the good trade news, and the hog market wants to see something signed on the dotted line, until it sees that, and that with the promise of big pork exports, but until it sees that, it's going to trade off the short term, which is negative because of the burdensome supplies. And that, again, is pressuring the hogs today.
All right. All great info. Thank you much. Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group. How do producers get a hold of you?
Well, I've got a toll-free number at 855-264-6673, or you can visit my website at www.pricegroup.com and check out my bio.
All righty. Will do. Hey, Bill, we'll talk to you next week, Thanksgiving week. We'll see if turkeys have a future. I don't believe okay. that next week they don't.
You know, so that's not a good week to be a turkey, man.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Talk then. Thank you, Bill.
Good talking to you, Mick. Take care, bud.
You bet.